And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. It was the year 1915 when a priest named Father John Handley began an effort for a new home for Sacred Heart Church in Dodge City. He wanted to send out 100,000 form letters to ask for money. Bishop Hennessy said no. So every morning from 9 to 11, he would type out as many letters as he could. And an article in the Dodge City Globe in 1915 said that with some unusually generous donations, they made their way toward a new building. It was the year 1943 when Father Hilary Hernandez realized that a new home was needed for Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Dodge City. So in addition to dances and bingos held in the basement of someone's home on Avenue J, businesses and individuals made monthly donations toward the project. And mothers with boys serving in the war donated 10% of their allotment checks to the church fund. Those are incredible stories of joy and sacrifice. But here's the amazing thing. I've already begun to hear those beautiful stories for this next phase of our cathedral's history. By now, many of you know well what that next phase is: to bring our cathedral school and our other faith formation programs here to the cathedral. To have one location where we all pray and learn and celebrate and serve. The price tag for that entire vision is over $20 million. This initial phase of $11 million will build the auxiliary areas for the school: gymnasium, stage, cafeteria, music rooms, which can be used immediately, while also preparing a place for classrooms in phase two. Almost 350 families attended one of our receptions this spring. Some of you indicated that we should simply build the whole thing, which I'm not opposed to, if we can raise the necessary funds to do it. It would no doubt save the parish money to do it all in one phase. It might seem like an unreachable amount, probably like it did in 1915, and again in 1943. And yet I've already begun to hear our 2023 examples of joy and sacrifice. About a month ago, someone handed me one of those hard plastic baby wipe containers. And I took it, thinking that it had baby wipes in it, naturally. It was so heavy with change that I almost fell over. The lady said, "Father, I've been keeping everything I can so that we can build this building. And I hope that I can fill another one as well." Or the couple who said, "Father, we've changed our will so that our estate will help preparing a place. Not that we plan to be gone right away, Father, but we thought it was important for you to know, because we want this project to see the finish line." Now, I realize that those gifts are not an equal amount, far from it. But perhaps they are equal sacrifice, and they were equally joyful to share it with me. My invitation to you on this commitment weekend is to make a gift for our future that is both a sacrifice and a joy. We've already exceeded what our consulting group thought that we could raise. That's because many of you have already given me gifts or pledges of four figures, five or six figures, even a seven-figure pledge. Was their estimation wrong? I don't know. Perhaps they underestimated how much you believe in a Catholic school, in faith classes for our children and adults, and in our parish in general. That being said, to reach our $11 million goal will require many more of these very same gifts. So if you haven't already, I guess I'd ask you at this time to take out one of the pledge cards that are in the pews. After last night, they kind of got all spread around, so if you could take them out and just pass them down as you need and make sure that everyone has one of our cards here, or at least every family has one of our pledge cards here. There's some pens and pencils floating around as well, so if you need a pen or pencil, you also might pass those around if you need. So in a minute, I'm going to ask you to take a few moments to fill out your card. And our basic invitation is to make a pledge over the next 36 months, 3 years. And on the card, you can indicate what your amount would be and how you'd like to make it, monthly or yearly, quarterly, whatever works best for you. You'll also find a section in the corner for special gifts. If IRAs or stock or property is something that you're interested in giving to support. Now, since this is commitment weekend, I would like all of us to fill out one of these cards. So if you've already given me your pledge, I just ask you to please just write your name, and then at the bottom you can write already pledged, so that way we'll know that you've already had your chance to do that. And if you brought your pledge card with you this weekend, well, then you're probably already set. And so I'm going to pause for a few minutes, and then I will invite the ushers forward in just a little bit to come around and collect our gifts this morning. Thank you.